And coming up on the 5th of November will be Zep Boys, Raw, Loud and Proud, a tribute to Led Zeppelin. And joining us is the lead singer of the Zep Boys, Vince Contarino. Vince, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What can we expect from Zep Boys on the 5th of November?
I suppose a lot of fun. Look, we've been doing this for, it'll be 36 years next year. So there's only 3 months to go. It'll be 36 years since the Zep Boys have been going. And we started this out as a little bit of fun. And my God, we toured the world. We played with orchestras. We've done so much. We never expected it. But it was all born from passion. So what people will see is a bunch of guys really passionate about music in general, but love of Led Zeppelin as well. And I think we've played the set quite a few times, so we're hoping the show will be polished by the time we get there.
We certainly hope that's going to be the case. And what is it about Led Zeppelin that really did appeal to the band?
Oh, well, look, you know, just... We're just like everybody else, really. Speaking for myself, I perked my interest in Zeppelin when I was about 12 years old, and that's when they first came to Adelaide, in 1972. I was 12 years old, and I must have heard Led Zeppelin before, I'm sure of it, but until I heard that opening line to Black Dog, as a 12-year-old boy, I just went, oh, boy, that's not She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, I Want to Hold Your Hand. It just was something out of this world, and yet it was still bluesy, and I've just followed the band ever since. And for people that are into Led Zeppelin, they've discovered that it wasn't just hard rock. It was rock and roll, it was blues, it was folk music, it was funk, there was little jazzy overtones and some classical stuff, all sorts of music put in. So, yeah, it always held my interest. I was always interested in Led Zeppelin, and I don't get sick of it.
Speaking with Vince Contarino, lead singer from the Zep Boys, playing the Nautilus on the 5th of November. And Vince, obviously you said Black Dog is a favourite. What are some of the other favourites that we can expect from the Zep Boys? Because I'm quite partial to Kashmir myself.
We're going to play that for you, man.
Oh, I love it.
And Stuart Day is our bass player. He is an exceptional musician. He's a multi-instrumentalist, just like John Paul Jones is. And he'll be playing Kashmir. John Paul Jones used to play the bass with the foot pedals when he played the keyboards. So Stuart will be doing the same. He'll be playing the keyboards of Kashmir and the foot pedals and the bass. So we'll be playing Kashmir and Misty Mountain Hop and the Rain Song. Yeah, you'll be happy, man.
Ah, certainly looking forward to that. And what do you reckon? You might be able to flick us just a couple of double passes?
I'd love to.
Oh, fantastic. We might give away the first of those now. How about that?
Let's do it, man.
All right, fantastic. First caller through on 86-833-844 gets to go along and see the Zep Boys in concert. That's 86-833-844. Vince from the Zep Boys playing the Nautilus on the 5th of November. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Keith. Thank you very much for, letting the people know we're around. I can't wait to get to Port Lincoln.